Insights on the Middle East with author and academic Avi Yorish.
Hello, Avi Yorish. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Very, very well, thank you. So we're going to be talking about Hezbollah TV.
How many of your listeners have actually heard of Al-Manar Television? I'd be surprised if many. Yep. But it was until a few years ago a massive television station that had more viewers combined than Fox, CNN, and MSNBC combined. Those are the three big television stations in the United States.
Wow.
They had about 25 million viewers a day. Everyone has heard of Al Jazeera. They have between 35 and 40 million viewers a day, to just put that in perspective for you.
So interesting, because I think that a lot of, especially if you see Al Jazeera English, a lot of people think that what they're broadcasting in English is exactly the same as what they're doing on Al Jazeera Arabic. And it's not. It's completely different news. It's completely different bias and a different slant, which I find very interesting. How is it that there's no regulating body?
Look, when you have your satellite system, and certainly countries that are broadcasting, so Al Jazeera is housed in Qatar, and Qatar has no interest in regulating this the content of that particular television station. Although with that said, Al Jazeera's tagline is the opinion and the other opinion, and their broadcasting really does play an interesting role. A lot of the people who work at the station worked at the BBC for quite a long time, and Al Jazeera does play an important role in the region today. Al-Manar, I would say, makes Al Jazeera look like a Girl Scout cookie infomercial. Al Jazeera, I would not say is terror television. Al-Manar is owned and operated by a designated terrorist organization that calls for killing, for destruction of the State of Israel, for killing Jews, for killing American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is a horrible television station, and I would encourage every one of your listeners to, the very minimum, Google them and at least see the material that they put on their television station. Now today, that television station is much smaller than it used to be. I published a book on this back in 2004-05, and then ran a campaign to shut them down around the world. At the time, they were broadcasting on 14 different satellite providers, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I spent a few years convincing satellite providers. I convinced 12 out of the 14 to shut them down within a few years. The only two that refused were Egypt's Nilesat and Saudi Arabia's Arabsat. And then two, three years ago, those satellite providers also agreed to shut them down. And so Al-Manar today does not have the ability to broadcast internationally. It only broadcasts terrestrially, in other words, in the country of Lebanon. So under the best of circumstances, it only can reach about 6 million viewers. And so today is a very, very different story. Al-Manar has been more or less shut down. This body that promotes anti-Semitism, anti-liberalism, and for killing and destruction, today has really lost its mouthpiece.
So the reason I wanted to chat to you about this particular subject today, Avi, is I've had the misfortune to have come across it a couple of years back. And it was the first time in my life when I've actually seen anti-Semitism to that extent. It's past anti-Semitism. It was blood libel. It was Jews killing children. It was just the most vile tropes you could ever imagine. Just being broadcast on at that time, the South African satellite network. And, so you've shut it down.
I had the great, I would say not privilege, but I had the privilege to interview members of Hezbollah and Al-Manar in Lebanon in 2002. And I was naive at the time, thinking there's no way these individuals believe what they're actually putting on television. And to my great surprise, these people believe what they say and say what they believe. That was for me a great life learning lesson. I think I've mentioned on the show before that my father was born in the camps in Germany in 1945, and I come from a family of Holocaust survivors on both sides. And this really was and is not, it really is, it reminds me of Nazi propaganda. And as you point out yourself, this really is beyond anti-Semitism. This is just blood libels. It's killing. It's flat out. This really is, it's a horrible television station.
I want to ask you something in a different vein. When you're talking about extremism, when you're talking about hatred, there was a protest in Cape Town on the 29th of May last week. I can't remember what the protest was for, but what struck me was that there were all these people who were protesting, shouting, death to Israel, death to the United States. Now, in South Africa, Aviv, there's no issue with flying the Hezbollah flag, with flying the Hamas flag, with flying, you know, all these very, very, well, they're terrorist organizations. There's no issue. It's like South Africa just doesn't see it. Is it something to be concerned about? And what would you do if you were living in South Africa?
So here's what I ask you listeners to think about. Are these organizations that promote death or life? Let's just call a spade a spade. These are organizations that are calling to kill people, destroy a state. This is not reasonable. This is not reasonable speech. This is speech that really does go beyond the pale. These are organizations that are terrorist organizations that are masquerading as political organizations. These are organizations that are calling for killing of Jews and destroying the state of Israel. This is not reasonable speech. This ought to be banned. This really does go beyond the pale. And anyone who was around 75 years ago at the end of World War II, we experienced this. This is something that we've experienced in the not so distant past. And it's shocking that we have not learned our lessons. It really does remind us that history does repeat itself and that it's incumbent upon us all to stand up and say, Dayenu, it's time to say enough. It's also not incumbent upon us to complete the task, but nor are we to desist from it either. We all have the responsibility to stand up and say, this is language that is not appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. Avi Yoresh, that is where we leave it. And thank you very, very much. We look forward to speaking to you next week. Oh, no, we won't speak to you next week.
It
is Shavuot. Monday is Shavuot. We won't speak to you next week, Monday.
Monday Shavuot. So then the week following. Okay. I wish everyone a Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach. God bless.